This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
It's time for Speak Legal, conversations with community law Otago.
And we're joined on Speak Legal today by Nina Webb from community law Otago for a regular weekly catch-up. Morena, Nina, what are we going to be talking about today?
Yeah, so today we're going to be looking at where discrimination is actually illegal in New Zealand. So while it's always wrong to treat someone unfairly because of who they are, our anti-discrimination laws only apply in specific areas of public life. So we can go through each of these areas and explain what the law says, and then we can look at the exceptions.
Okay, so let's start with employment.
Yeah, so employment is one of the most heavily regulated areas when it comes to discrimination. Under the Human Rights Act and the New Zealand Bill of Rights, employers cannot refuse to hire you, offer you worse conditions, pay you less, or dismiss you based on any illegal grounds of discrimination. And so these grounds would be race, sex, age, disability, religious belief, or sexual orientation. So this applies in both the private and public sector jobs. It's also illegal for job advertisements or interview questions to indicate an intention to discriminate. So while employers can ask about criminal convictions, they must apply with the Criminal Records Act. So some jobs have exceptions. So, for example, there can be age limits for serving alcohol or privacy-based roles like changing room attendants or for religious roles requiring a certain gender or a certain religion.
Okay, so that's employment. What about when we're out and about doing our business, going to shops, going to banks and things like that?
Yeah, so when you walk into a shop, a bank, or a cinema, or any other business open to the public, it's illegal for them to refuse to serve you or treat you less favourably because of an illegal ground of discrimination. So this includes financial services like insurance and loans. But once again, there are some exceptions. So for example, a business does not have to make unreasonable changes to accommodate a disability. And insurance companies can sometimes set different terms based on age, sex, or disability if supported by statistical data.
All right, what about if we're out in the rental market looking to rent a flat or looking to rent a house?
Yeah, so landlords cannot refuse to rent to you, charge higher rent, or treat you worse than other tenants because of, once again, the illegal ground of discrimination. They also can't evict you for these reasons or restrict visitors who come to your home. But if you're sharing a house with the landlord, there are exceptions that do apply. So they can choose a flatmate based on gender or other criteria. And certain hostels or retirement villages can limit residents based on age, gender, religion, or disability.
What about in New Zealand's education system?
And so schools, universities, and other educational institutes cannot refuse to enrol you, offer you less favourable terms, exclude you or deny you services because of those illegal grounds of discrimination. But private schools and institutes have some exceptions. So they can set up for students of a particular gender or religion or with specific disabilities. And courses involving highly personal issues can also sometimes be restricted for the group's own needs.
All right, Nina, let's look now at officialdom in terms of government bodies and public services and things like that.
Yeah, so government agencies, state-owned enterprises and public schools are covered by the Bill of Rights Act, and so this prohibits discrimination in all activities. This is broader than the Human Rights Act, which only covers specific areas for private entities. Those exceptions do still apply, though. So, for example, a government policy may discriminate if it is reasonable and justifiable in a free and democratic society, or if it is affirmative action designed to help disadvantaged groups. So a little summary would be discrimination is illegal in New Zealand in key public areas, such as employment, business, housing, education, but there are a range of exceptions and the details can be quite complex in those cases. So if you think you have been discriminated against, you can contact the Human Rights Commission for advice and support.
All right, so let's look a little bit more deeply at that. What about the actions that we can take if we think we've been discriminated against?
Yeah, so there are clear steps you can take to seek remedies and hold the responsible party accountable. So the Human Rights Act gives you the right to complain to the Human Rights Commission whether discrimination comes from a private organisation, an individual, or a government body. So the process varies depending on who discriminated against you and what area of life it happened in.
Tell us a little bit more about going to the Human Rights Commission.
Yeah, so you can lodge a complaint with the HRC either online, by phone or in writing. In more complex or long-term disputes, the Commission may ask for a written complaint to help with the resolution as well. And so the HRC will first assess your situation under the Human Rights Act, and then they'll determine if it falls within one of those illegal grounds for discrimination. The first step they usually look to is informal resolution. And so if that's not possible, the HRC mediators can step in. In this case, mediation is free, confidential, and it's designed to help both parties reach an agreement. Possible outcomes from mediation would be an apology, a promise to stop the behaviour, education programs for the discriminator, or financial compensation.
All right, and one would hope that mediation processes in most instances can help us through that, but what if mediation doesn't resolve it?
Yeah, so you can take your complaint to the Office of Human Rights Proceedings, so that's the OHRP. The OHRP is part of the Human Rights Commission, but it operates independently, so it can investigate further, assist with settlement, or take your case to the Human Rights Review Tribunal. But the OHRP can decline to take your case, you can still take it to the tribunal yourself, but you'll need to cover your own legal costs in that case, and you also could be liable for the other side's costs if you lose.
All right, tell us a little bit more about that, about going to the Human Rights Review Tribunal.
Yes, yeah, so once again, that is an independent body, and it has similar powers to a court. It hears evidence from both sides and decides whether the Human Rights Act has been breached. If so, it can order remedies such as financial damages for lost benefits, humiliation, or emotional harm. It can also order the other party to stop the discrimination, attend training, or take steps to repair the harm. So if the OHRP represents you, you won't have to pay for any legal costs, but if not, you'll need your own lawyer. So at the tribunal, you must be able to show that, one, the discrimination was based on that illegal ground, two, it happened in a covered area of life, and three, you were disadvantaged by it. So if the other party claims an exception applies, then the onus is on them to prove that.
Okay. Nina, great to get an overview of how New Zealand's laws stand around discrimination and some of the avenues that are available to us if we want to seek redress or to have the questions that we have around it answered. Thanks so much, Nina, for joining us. And, of course, that's just part of a great jigsaw puzzle of things that people come to Community Law Otago about. They're fabulous service right here in the city, and they offer lots of things, such as community education around all sorts of things. So do get in touch with the team at Community Law. Nina, thanks so much. We look forward to catching up with the team again next week.
Community Law Otago, free legal advice and support for the people of Otago. Advice clinic times are available from the website communitylawotago.com. We're based at 169 Princes Street. To make an appointment, call 03 474 1922. Community Law Otago, proud to bring you Speak Legal. Check out the podcast at oar.org.nz.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.